on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 4th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Matt. How you doing, Matt?
I am doing great. Can't say the same for everybody in the house. Well, maybe some people are doing fine, but once the veto ceremony happens, some people won't be doing great. So everything seems nice and calm now, but a lot happened yesterday. Excited to talk about it.
A lot happened indeed. A lot of talk about targets, a lot of campaigning back and forth. We had a veto competition. We have a plan in place. There's a lot to talk about here as we go over everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. It was day 36 in the house, and it was very much a continuation of the day before, where everyone, not everyone, but Beth, Ty, and Jed were debating back and forth. Should Beth target Vic or Ro? The plan was for Beth to put Ro and Tara on the block, but Beth would really like for Vic to go because Vic is, she learned from Tina and Tara, coming after her. And then that was confirmed by Brayden later in the day. And so she is very convinced that Vic is coming for her. And in addition to that, she would like for Ro to stay in the game to go after Ty and Jed for her. And she does not want to go to the end with them. Plus, Vic's got to go for Toya. On the other side of things, Ty and Jed have been very adamant about how Ro needs to go because he's coming after them, which he is. And they don't want Vic to go this week. They'd rather she go next week because they are pretty convinced that she will not come after either of them in the next coming week. And so this back and forth that took place the night before is going to continue throughout the first portion of this day.
One of my favorite conversations, I believe it was 2 days ago, and I think you guys talked about it yesterday, was the conversation with Beth and Ty and Jed saying, this is awkward. We're not all on the same, like, we don't have the same plan here. Just kind of pointing it out. I like when people can, like, have that conversation in the house, especially, you know, it's a group of allies here. So it's like, no, I mean, we're down to the final nine here. We're going to kind of have different agendas. Beth has been putting in work with Ro and with Brayden to kind of just keep a line of communication up in there. Obviously, she had to nominate Ro this week, but still feels like, you know, there's some progress that's been made there. And while she's been doing that, you know, Ro has not had any kind of connection made between himself and the boys, nothing more than what always existed when, even when Kyle was there, of like, let's chat, let's talk some game. But at the end of the day, we're probably going to be in, you know, putting each other on the block. So yeah, they've definitely all had different agendas coming into where we are now. And as we're going to get into, yeah, for the entire day, it's just a lot of, should we do this plan? Should we not do this plan? Oh, we should do this plan. No, we're not going to do this plan. If the veto happens to go this way, I guess we'll do the plan. And, you know, we'll get to the veto results as well.
Yeah, I mean, we have seen the Sunsetters and or the Triangle be indecisive in this game before. And now that they actually have power for the first time, these three, they are going to reach heights of indecisiveness that truly rival like Paris, Maddie, and Will. Like these people are the most indecisive players I have seen, at least since Big Brother Canada 6. And they definitely have a claim to the top spot because they love to just go back and forth and talk about options all the time. And man, has this been it reached a point where I was like, all right, let's just have this veto already.
The Ty and Jet, I mean, look, the Ty and Jet are definitely still looking like strong contenders to end up getting the whole, winning the season here. If they end up somehow at the end, final two, final three, whatever it is, and you sit down to do their game retrospective, well, this week they wanted to do this. They talked about doing this, but then this happened, and then that's not what the plan ended up being. And then this week they had this plan of like, let's do this, and they were thinking this about this person, but they were completely off on that read. And I feel like no one's going to look at them like bad winners necessarily, but when you dissect everything that has gone on in their games and the things that they've said, the decisions they've wanted to make, and sometimes have just been saved by pure luck or pure like other people helping them out along the way, it's quite impressive that they are still both in the game and still both seemingly in a good position, obviously.
Depending on who's
going to be winning power and all that kind of stuff going forward, but not as bad as I would have expected for people playing the way that they have been.
Well, we are going to see Ro and Tara nominated. These conversations are still taking place throughout the day. There is an interesting thing to note, though, which is that after Ro and Tara are nominated, Vic does tell the cameras, she goes, who would have guessed it? Me working with Beth. I'm going to the final four with Beth, Ty, and Jed. That's the plan.
Is she hoping there's like an audio leak?
Yeah, like, wait, what? Since when? She spent all last week planting seeds against Beth, which is going to be the cause of her downfall, only for her to change her mind in secret this week. What are you talking about?
She sided with this group essentially last week, obviously, right? By like taking the shot at Austin and Brayden, Austin goes home. So like in her head, she had been leaning towards that side. But yeah, I mean, just having her like not be like as like she goes to Beth later in the day in another conversation we'll get to, I'm sure. But just saying like, oh, no, like I got you guys, you're good. But it's still just like, where did like are we locking this in? Are you solidified with them? That's just not the kind of player Vic is. She wants to leave space open so that she can bounce all around as needed. So when she tells us like, oh, I'm going to the end with these three, it's like, are you? Is that real? Okay, if you say so.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, Vic is a player who will change her mind about this at some point or another.
Just once or twice, yeah.
It's still, I think, the right move for Beth, because I don't think there's any chance Vic doesn't target Beth at some point. But it's really just at this point, Vic is just giving Big Brother the footage to bury her. And now that she will maybe be leaving this week, I wonder if they will finally bury her, especially since they leaned into that villain edit last week or last episode, at least. But very, very weird that she's going to say that today of all days. Tina and Tara are going to talk about how Tara says basically, if this Vic thing doesn't happen, if I end up on the block against Brayden or you, I'm just going to tell Vic about the plan. I'm going to say that she was the plan for the back door. I don't care. I'll do whatever I need to do.
Yeah, the running storyline of the day of how paranoid Tara is. I mean, that's the running storyline of the season, but everything that was going on yesterday with how nervous she was to be on the block and probably will remain nervous to be on the block for the rest of the week is what makes her any kind of character. I was going to say an interesting character, but I will just say is what it's become her personality on the show. It's going to become what her edit is. I have to imagine going forward of just all the paranoia because we're done setting up the house. She had that edit of like, here's me telling you guys everything that's happening. So now we know what's happening. We don't really need that as much anymore. And they're probably going to start focusing on the players who have an actual shot to win the game for that kind of storytelling. So I feel like going forward for her, it's going to be the paranoia edit.
Yeah, I mean, all season long, they have been trying to give the HOHs the mastermind edit. And this is probably the biggest HOH reign of the season thus far. So it would not surprise me if Beth becomes our main character here. We're going to choose players for the veto competition. And Brayden, Tina, and Ty are picked for the veto. And there couldn't be a more sort of representative group of people picked here, where Ty would not use the veto if he won it because he wants Ro to go home. Tina would use it on Tara, which is kind of this middle option where If Tara goes off the block, then Beth may put up Brayden to send Ro home, or she may put up Vic to send Vic home. And Brayden would use it on Ro, and that would ensure that Vic leaves. So there's basically one of every option here. The Vic leaves for sure, the middle option, and Ro leaves for sure. And then the obviously Tara and Ro competing. If Tara wins, that's the more of the middle option. And if Ro wins, then Ro, then Vic would go, and Ro would not be out the dope.
Yeah, and you know, they weren't really worried about it. I don't know how many times I heard Jed say over the past couple of days, there's no way Ro's going to win three vetoes in a row, not happening. Like, it's just, it's not even a possibility. So Ty will get this. I mean, you know, Ty's many comp wins this season, definitely a good chance for him to get this win. So there was just no worry that Ro was going to get it. You know, definitely some concern about if Tina and Tara won it, like what do we do then? But, you know, Ro's not going to win, so it's fine.
Well, the fact that Ty is playing is going to kick things into overdrive again in terms of, well, if Jed was playing, they could probably convince Jed to try and use the veto, but Ty is going to be even trickier. And so the conversations again around can we take out Vic this week are going to start running up. Ro is going to talk with Beth. And Beth lets Ro know some of the reservations that people have with Ro staying in the game. And so Ro is going to take those thoughts and bring them to Ty and Jed, and he's going to have a conversation with them. He says, look, I've been hearing that people are saying that I'm the one saying you guys' name. And that's just not true. I am not saying you guys' name. I've not been talking Ty and Jed. That's not what I want to do. It makes no sense for me. It makes no sense for me to take a shot at one of you, because that will piss off half the house. It will piss off Beth, Kiefer, Brayden, and obviously the other one that survives. That's four people coming after me. And like, if I like, I'm going to make an alliance with Tina and Tara and hope that Tina and Tara win the next HOH to keep me safe when everyone else in the house would put me up. It just doesn't make any sense. I'm a logical player. That's not the way I'm going to go. And he repeats this many, many times throughout the conversation. It doesn't make any sense for him to do this. Obviously, he's lying to them in this moment. He knows that Brayden is with him. He knows that Tina and Tara are with him. And so he knows that if he does take that shot, that he actually does have decent odds of surviving the fallout.
Yeah, I mean, imagine a world where Ro won HOH this week or next week and did not take the shot at them. I mean, yeah, he's saying the right things. He's got to tell them at least, you know, like that's the obvious pitch of like, everyone's going to be coming after me, whatever. But if you get that shot, if he gets that shot in the double eviction, obviously he's got to take it. And if he doesn't, I don't even know what you guys are going to be saying about this on the podcast. I'm just like, no, this is the only way that you are going to move forward in the game is if you get rid of this trio, if you can crack into it, if you can break it apart. So I'm not too worried that that's not something he would actually do. I'm glad he's at least saying the right things, because Ty and Jed in particular, and I feel like I'm already like, you know, we're 20 minutes into this thing and I keep bashing on these two guys' games. I'm rooting for both of them, like number one and number two in the house, have been all season. But I still have to, I feel like I still have to point out a lot of the flaws in their game where it's just like they seem easily convinced about this stuff, especially because they spent the whole day thinking about, you know, maybe not doing the Vic plan. So if Ro is going to be their plan, then that's like the next or the current best option for them. You know, they can take what Ro says and just kind of do what they want with it at this point. So it's really not going to matter much until after the veto comp.
Well, there is a lot of juicy stuff here in particular, especially when it comes to Kiefer and Ro, Kiefer and Jed and Ty.
Juicy.
Because he says, look, well, first of all, he says, look, I'd even throw the HOH, the next HOH, if that's what I need to do. Right. But if I did win, I would go after Kiefer. And that's because he runs back and forth and he spreads information. I don't trust him. I don't think anybody should trust him. Kiefer's always in my ear telling me that I hope you don't go home. I hope you stay. I need you in this game to go after the guys. And I'm almost positive that Kiefer's the one saying to you guys that I'm going after you guys, because he's the one telling me in my ear that he wants me to. And so I know that he's running back and forth. I just don't trust this guy. And Jed's like, you know, I can see Kiefer doing that. Yeah, he's And Ro says, yeah, during that pasta thing, Kiefer was talking personal trash about you, Jed. Like, how could anyone do this? Like, he was so pissed. I would recommend not giving Kiefer any major information because he runs that straight back to the other side. He runs to Tina and Tara. He's basically got you guys and Beth. He's got Tina and Tara. He's trying to get me. And then he has Vic as well on the side. He's trying to position himself in the middle of this entire house. And he is the most dangerous player in this game. And that's why I'm going after him.
Which, not the worst talking point here. There's definitely a lot of Kiefer paranoia being, you know, kind of talked about throughout some of the trio. And even this morning, there was some conversations happening there, which, yeah, since Kiefer was HOH, that one week that, you know, he was HOH, everybody was up in his room. This trio was like all over him. Like, look at us. Like, we're back in power. We're doing it for Toya. We're going to get these bad people out. We're going to get Kyle out. And now as the game has kind of gone on, and kind of naturally, the trio has been going back to the trio and being the trio in themselves. And Kiefer has spent a lot of time with TNT because obviously the pre-90s has been a thing for a while. And I don't think that like Jed, Ty, and Beth are oblivious to that or were oblivious to that before kind of coming to these realizations. But yeah, Kiefer has been sitting pretty. He is able to win comps. We've seen one, two, whatever it was so far this season. And it's something to consider. So, you know, in a house that is not full of, like outside of the trio, full of many other obvious targets, Tina and Tara still to them are like, that's a weak move if we end up having to do that. Brayden, now they're pulling in. It's like, you have to look at anybody else. Kiefer, Ro are the only names to them right now that make sense, obviously, with Vic aside, since that's already a big thing that's brewing. So if there's anything that is built up this week kind of against Kiefer from Ro's end of things, I feel like that's a big win in Ro's book, especially if Ro is going to be here next week.
It's a huge win for the house's book here because this is going to land and the doubt is going to spread about Kiefer. And as the triangle is planning to take out one of their numbers, they are planning to next take out another one of their numbers in Kiefer. But we will get there. So this part of the conversation at least definitely lands. They do also ask Ro about Vic saying that she would go after Beth and Jed. This is information that they received from Brayden the night before. So basically the order of operations here is that Tina and Tara talked about how Vic had been trying to get them to go after Beth. So that confirmed to them that Vic is going after Beth. But then Brayden came in with the information that Vic said that she would put Beth next to Jed and not next to him, essentially, which they did not believe. But they figured it's worth investigating. Let's ask Ro if he's heard anything. Ro says, oh, yeah. And he tells this story where it was him, Tina and Tara and Vic in the bedroom. They were talking. Beth came in to supposedly grab something from her bag, but she didn't actually grab anything, left, and Vic was super pissed about it. She was like, oh my God, Beth came in here to spy on us. I can't believe her. If I win, I'm putting her and Jed right away. And so he was like, yeah, that's what happened. They're like, okay. And that's Ro's pitch. That's Ro's campaign.
Can I just say, Vic has played a messy game that we are all aware of. I would say that maybe her worst move in the game so far, I think, has been taking Beth's bag and personally delivering it to the HOH room, dragging it over there while the entire room was filled with people. It just makes all the rest of these stories so believable. It's like, what are you doing? What are you possibly? Well, I don't know what she was thinking in that moment. Obviously, she wasn't thinking it was going to go anywhere, but just all of it together of the stories that are now coming in and just like the anger about the bag. Beth went to her bag and now the bag is gone. She's dragged it out of the room. Maybe I'm thinking too much into it, but I kept thinking about how much that one small gesture that wasn't supposed to be meant in a bad way, that obviously was taken in a bad way. I was watching it and I was like, whoa, Vic, what are you doing? And now look at the problems here.
When you hate somebody and claim that it wasn't meant to be in a bad way, you know what I mean? It probably wasn't a bad way, right? Like,
like that's just touching other people's bags never works. It was Season of the Challenge a couple of years ago. They took someone's bag and they threw it over the railing. And like, obviously that was 10 times more worse than anything that's happening here, but just leave people's stuff alone.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think there's many things that we can point to here with Vic. I mean, she should not be the target. This, she was like position wise, this house broke in the most ideal possible position for her. But she has continually put herself in the line of danger, for no good reason. But here she is. Here she is.
And one of the key pieces, one of the key pieces that I think could have stopped this train from derailing here, is Brayden. I think that she was the invisible HOH. She came after Brayden and his closest ally, sent her, Austin home last week. And I mean, she's still not revealing it fully to everybody. There's still lots of people that are like, why isn't she just telling us at this point? Like, what is she getting out of this? And Brayden in particular, I feel like if she went to him and said, look, you probably already know this, but I was the invisible HOH last week. I am sorry. I just could not be working with Austin in this game. You were never my target, you know, blah, blah, blah. Didn't want to actually get you out. And if she was able to somewhat pull him back in, get the glossy posse, whatever they were called, back together in like even just a fake sense of the word, maybe Brayden wouldn't feel like that towards Vic. And then she would not be getting this story told about her from Brayden to the trio, to Beth and whatever. So I don't know. It's just, it got a little sloppy or a lot of sloppy. And then just kind of the, you know, as the ship is sinking, she's not really doing much work to plug in the holes along the way. And it's like, you got to, you put yourself in the spot.
The problem is she couldn't go to Brayden and say, you probably already know this, because she's still convinced that she's pulled this off. And she's like, take notes, everyone. This is hide the fact that you're the invisible HOH.
Well, you know what, Vic, we'll talk.
greatest player of all time, man.
Yeah. And I'm enjoying the way that she's presenting it. But yeah, when you sit down and analyze it from a game perspective, I don't know about that.
Yeah. So Ty and Jed are going to talk about Ro's pitch. They do not believe that Ro hasn't said their names. They, in fact, don't believe much of what Ro has said here. They also don't believe that Vic would put up Jed. They still think it's coincidental that Brayden and Ro have all of a sudden both come up with this story about Vic, who said she would put Jed up on the block. Why would she do that? I mean, it's weird that this is what they don't believe, because it's actually extremely believable that she would say that, because she did say that. And why would she ever put Beth on the block next to Brayden when you know that you'd have the votes to save Beth? And if she's targeting Beth, why would she put somebody up next to Beth who would not send Beth out the door? Did you not learn anything from Toya? But I think in their minds, it's a little bit clouded, because they don't want to believe it, because they don't want Vic to go, because at the end of the day, it's not them that's going to be up on the block, right? So they don't have a lot of incentive to think it all the way through. They'd rather it be that it's better, that it's fine for Beth, because they'd rather Vic stay.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot to get into there, but the whole, you know, again, the beginning of the day where they're all discussing about if Vic should stay or not, and it's beneficial to these guys. This was right. That wasn't this Vic's plan in the beginning, to get rid of Toya so that she could kind of like work her way in there. So, you know, it's not to say that she hasn't been able to get anywhere. But again, going back to everything that's gone on in the past week, the invisible HOH and how we've gotten here, it does make sense at this point that all these other people are going to be coming after her. The guys are not really, you know, going to have the most luck in convincing the whole house that Vic is not the ideal option here. So I was glad to see, you know, over time that they start to come around, but I don't want to jump too far ahead. So,
all right. Well, they are worried about the Kiefer stuff. He probably is doing that. So that is something that concerns them. But for the thing is for Ty, the thing is my question for you, Jed, isn't Vic easier to get out than Ro at this point? Ro could still rally numbers, but everyone is on to Vic. Everyone wants Vic out. It's again, Vic's position is great, because if everyone doesn't trust her, if everyone wants her out, then it's not worth doing it yourself right now. It was also notable to them that Ro never even asked them to not come after him. He was saying that he wouldn't go after them, but had no interest in being like, well, can we make a deal? Will you guys not come after me? That's not a great sign. that to them says that, you know, he's not actually thinking about not coming after us. They do not believe Roe. They still want Roe gone.
As they, I can't blame them for that. I really can't. I mean, they tried again. They tried to connect with him and Kyle early on in the game to see if there was any possibility of this working here. And just the natural way that the game fell out, it just did not ever seem like that was a realistic possibility. Plus, they didn't need Roe. Essentially, they've had their Sunsetter group to fall back on, Kiefer and Tina when they need Tina, Tara by association. It's just, it's never been in a situation where it's like, we need Roe to go far into this game. He's somebody that is winning competitions. We got to just take him out. You know, he's probably going to put us up. So I definitely think that they are on the right page of like, if I do think that if they had their way this, or if they were able to have their way this week, Roe would have been a more ideal target for them than Vic, but you know. Mm-hmm.
So Jed's going to talk with Beth. They talk through the Roe decision some more. Beth is saying, yeah, you know what? I'm starting to believe you guys that I don't think that Roe will not come after you. I think he will come after you. And so I'm starting to come around to this idea. Jed says, yeah, but you know, I want you to do what's best for you. And she said, I know. And I know my sister's probably sitting at home, like, come on, play for yourself. Don't play someone else's game. But I want to do what's best for the group. And Jed says, well, I mean, I'll be pissed. I'll be pissed if you do what's best for the group and then you get sent home because of it. And she says, I know, but you know, I would never be able to live with myself if Roe took one of you guys out at this point. It seems like Beth is starting to backtrack, after talking with the guys for a while. She is coming around to the idea, like, Roe has not been able to convince them that he won't put them up. She's not willing to keep fighting for it. I think maybe she's starting to feel guilty. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but she's definitely backing off of the idea that that Vic should go over Roe. And so instead, they start talking about Kiefer and the fact that Roe dropped some info on Kiefer. And they think he's a snake, this guy. He's got to go. He's absolutely playing the middle. He's running information back and forth. They can't trust him at all. After Roe and Vic go, Kiefer needs to go.
I feel like there was a point where they were talking to Kiefer, and then they knew that Kiefer was about to go tell TNT exactly what had just happened. Mm-hmm. You're like, so he's going to go tell them everything we said, right? And yep. They're like, yeah, I mean, at this point, what are we going to do? What can we do about it? Like that's the game he's playing. It's good that they're becoming aware of it, because if they end up having a shot in the double and that's what they want to do, who knows? But it's something that they should have. They need to start having conversations about, because as far as the three of them go, yeah, Kiefer has been on their side and might still continue to want to be on their side. But at a certain point, we're getting really far down in the numbers, and Kiefer running all of their information back to Tina and Tara. If Tina and Tara win an HOH, not that they already weren't planning on probably going to take a shot at those guys. Now it's like it will be more solidified the more and more that Kiefer tells them. So again, yeah, probably a good thing that they're all just aware of this, because it is not that Kiefer's trying to do this in a malicious way. Well, it's just Kiefer, the game he's playing.
Kiefer's actually been telling Tina and Tara information to protect the guys. Like Kiefer has been working to help protect them. He wants them to stay in the game. He's been also anti-Beth. He's been trying to point them at Beth. But you know, this is again, you know, they can't trust that. And they've never been on board with Kiefer. They've never, you know, respected his game decisions. And you know, now they've been turned. And as you said, even this morning, they're still talking about it. They still want Kiefer gone soon. So that is it's not looking great here for Kiefer. Look, I think the story of this game so far is don't play your game for Jed and Ty, because they'll turn around and evict you.
And look, Brayden honestly snuck right into that fourth spot in this group. Like, they all love Brayden. They're never going to put him up. They all keep talking about, like, we're not going against Brayden. And it just feels like now that they've grown closer to him and brought him in to their group, he's not a sunsetter or anything, but just feels like that's made Kiefer's position within them just a lot less valuable.
Certainly, Brayden is sort of ahead there. But they still did want Brayden up on the block, and they still are talking about using Brayden as a pawn. And they don't trust Brayden with Roe. And that's going to be, I think, a little dangerous for Brayden moving forward, because they still want Roe out, right? So Brayden has definitely done a good job of integrating, but the sort of coordinated plan with Roe to tell information about Vic did put some suspicion there. But it's really just, I think, the lack of trust in Kiefer that is pushing Kiefer away. And the thought that, like, oh, we have Tina as a Sunsetter. We've pulled in Brayden. We don't need Vic and Kiefer, the people who are actually with us. We can use people like Tina and Brayden. That's what Beth is thinking. She wants Tina and Brayden in the final three. That's what Jed and Ty are kind of thinking. And unfortunately for all of them, both Brayden and Tina are still wanting to take shots at them.
It's just like insane to me, just the way that this game has played out with the Sunsetters, like the fact that these three have continued to, you know, consider Tina like a number with them, but they never bring her in on like the real stuff, on the real conversations, on the real planning or anything like that. It's always like afterwards, then they catch up and they're like, it's like the conversations always flow pretty naturally. Beth and Tina last night, and then, you know, a little bit of Tina and Jed, I think, this morning. Like, it always seems like they're all, you know, totally fine. And that's, I think, you know, a plus side of Tina's game, that she's always able to kind of like integrate naturally back into the group and never make it seem like, you know, she feels any type of way for them leaving her out of things, of like the heavy planning. She's just like, oh yeah, that's fine. Like, that's the plan. They're winning the competitions. Anybody that's winning competitions where Tina is safe and hopefully Tara is safe, you know, her number one in the house, she's fine. But like, when it comes down to it, if Tina wins in HOH, I fully feel like she is going to make that shot. So they're going to be surprised. They're going to be outraged. They're going to be like, how could she do this to us? And it's like, you guys are not making her feel like she belongs with you.
Wait a minute, Tina, you're supposed to be our final two goat. How are you making moves right now?
It will happen. If she wins any HOH, it will happen. There's no better shot for Tina right now than to break that group up.
Yeah. So Ty's going to talk with Tina and Tara. And he's just wondering, again, he doesn't believe it, but might as well investigate. Roe said this story about them being in the bedroom. So he's going to ask that. Have you guys ever heard that Vic was going after Jed and Beth? They were like, yeah, I mean, Beth for sure. I've heard both Jed and Brayden as the potential person next to Beth with Vic. And he's like, okay. She's like, well, I have a question for you. What are you going to do with the veto right now? Like, are you gunning for this? And he says, well, look, if I'm being honest, I want Roe out, because look, honesty, right? I don't think that you two will put him up. I think that you will put Vic up. So why would I take Vic out? I'm like, oh, Ty, a little too much honesty here. Tara's like, oh, no. I'm way more willing to put Roe up than Vic. I'm terrified of Vic. I would not want to put Vic up. And Tina says, look, I think that neither, you know, we're not working with Roe at all. I don't trust either Roe or Vic. I think they both need to go. Tara says, yeah, I'd probably put up Roe and Brayden. And Tina says, at the end of the day, they're both dangerous players. They both need to go. But for your game, Ty, I'm just not sure that winning this veto is what's best for you. Do you plan on winning this thing, or are you kind of going to try to like throw this? And he says, well, I kind of want to go for it, because I don't want Vic to go. I'd rather Roe go. For the reasons, I feel like nobody's going to put Roe up. And Tina's like, yeah, but do you want all that heat on you right now to be in that decision, to make that decision? And he's like, I don't know. I mean, I honestly hadn't thought about it. She's like, I mean, I would personally throw the veto in your position right now. He's like, really? You think? She's like, yeah. So, you know, you make a good point, but, okay.
She's got to try something, right? Like these two, like they get, if they are not going to be the favorites in actually winning the competition, playing a mental game with the other people in the competition before you get out there to compete, definitely worthwhile, worth a shot. And if you can get in Ty's head, you probably can. It's probably not the hardest task to do here.
Well, Ty's going to go right to Beth and Jed. And he's basically like, look, first of all, I asked them about the thing with Vic, and didn't seem like it feels like Roe is probably lying. They didn't like fully confirm the story. But second, look, Beth, if you want me to throw this thing, I'll throw this veto. Like this got in his head. Like he is saying, you know what, Beth, if you want me to throw this so that you can take out Vic, like I'm willing to throw this veto. If you give me the word, I'll throw the veto. And Beth says, I don't know. I've been thinking more, but I think that maybe Roe should go. And I'm like, are you serious with this right now, Beth? He is literally, Tina has put in this work. He is considering throwing the veto and he is offering it up to you on a silver platter. He is saying, I will tank my own game for this. And she goes, nah, I don't want you to do that.
I would just say I relate to Beth here in this conversation, in this experience, because if I ever have like a tough decision to make and I'm like trying to like stay strong on where I'm feeling about things, and then somebody comes to me and they're like, oh no, okay, so we came around to what you said, I'd be like, wait, but I'm not 100% sure that's what I wanted to do. I was just I think that's what I wanted to do, but I'm not ready to lock that in and have this be on me that it's my plan and this is what I want. So I was like, I kind of get where Beth is coming from, but I've also said I would not be good at Big Brother, so this is where we find Beth at the moment. So yeah, she definitely should be sticking to her guns with the plan for Vic. And it's very funny that that this all played out in this way of just like, yeah, so I think we'll go with what you're saying. Like, you know, I'll throw the veto. She's like, but wait, hold on. Hold that thought. And like, yeah, that's me. That's, I would have said the same thing.
Yeah. And the most disappointing part here is that she says, look, I know that taking out Vic is still the right move for me, but I don't want to make the right move out for me. I want to make the right move for the group. And it's like the fact that she's saying this in a position where she very much could have told Ty, yes, please just throw the veto for me. It tells me that she's being real in this moment. And that she really has backed down on the, I need to play for myself. And I think you could tell by the way she was talking with Jed earlier, like my sister's going to be yelling at me, the indecisiveness is kicked back in. The I need to play for the guys is kicked back in, and she has backed away from this decision. And at this point, I'm just like, give me this veto already, because there's been way too much waffling and it's just going in circles at this point. So we do finally get to the veto and none of it matters because they tried it
to send the Roe Show out the dodo.
But
I want to give a shout out to my parents for creating this absolute champion.
It's too much of a champion because Ro wins the power of veto for the third week in a row. And this is not looking great for Vic.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Three in a row. They were saying it couldn't be done. It's been done. So, you know, I had tweeted the other day about how the women have been dominating the HOH competitions. Aside from Kiefer, they've won them all. But Ro has been dominating the veto competitions. And as it stands here, Ro is moving on to the final eight. He will be there at the double eviction with a chance to win HOH and take a shot at any of those three that he wants to. The plan now, you know, if Tara had come off the block, it would have been a little bit more of a tricky situation. Do we put Vic up or do we put up a Braden or a Kiefer as a pawn, whatever it could have been. But no, the target that was, you know, considered the target by the majority of people within that alliance, that main alliance, is now off the block. A different plan has to go into effect. And there was one plan that they've been talking about for the entire past 24 hours. And it seems at this point that that is what we are going to proceed with.
Yes. So we're going to come back to some conversation between Beth and Tara. Tara mentions that that Ro won some sort of like grill that she feels like is probably worth about $5,000. So $10,000 worth of grill equipment. Maybe that's how you get there. But I mean, honestly, you know, again, credit to really all of them, but, you know, this was going to be Tara, you know, at the start of, the day before yesterday, Beth was saying, If Ro wins the veto, if I can save Ro, I want to. I want Tara to go. Tina is the one that got into Kiefer's ear and then Beth's ear eventually via Jed about Vic and then about the idea that Tara is a wasted HOH. And now there's no chance that Beth wants to take out Tara on this HOH. And instead, she is going to tell Tara the plan is on. Vic is going up. I'm going to need you to act sad, but you know, remain calm. You should feel like, oh, I'm leaving, but we cannot let Vic know that this is going to happen. Tara says, I'm in, I'm down. Let's do this.
And I hate, I think it was a little bit later. It wasn't the most significant, but one of them made a comment. It might've even been today of like, yeah, Tara's going to be like locked in for a final six position. Like no one is going to take her out. It's like, I hate when people say things like that, especially at final nine. It's like, that is one of six spots that is already you're considering it taken. I don't think that they should take Tara out this week, but like, don't close the door to the possibility of like that being somebody that could be beneficial to not have in the game so that you can have that. One of those six spots opened up. It's like why people take out the GOAT these days in Survivor towards the end of the game. Because you know, if one person is a locked spot for that final three, you have a less of a chance to get there. So I don't know. I hope that they're not completely dismissing the fact that like Tara is still somebody that they should worry about. I've been really thinking about how much this trio of the pre-90s are going to be such a big factor in the game when you get down to eight people that were going to be in, next week or the end of this week by Thursday for the double. Three out of seven people that are going to be competing for the HOH from that group. Kiefer might not take the shot at the trio, but the two, Tina and Tara, probably will. It's just like the numbers are going to mean a lot at this stage of the game. And I'm not going to contest the fact that like taking out Vic here is a strong move, a good move. She's a player that you don't want in your path getting to the end. But like, I guess it all kind of matched us all together. I don't think that it's 100% locked that Vic will end up going. It's probably the most likely scenario for sure. But I do think that there could be a possibility that she maneuvers something to stay. I don't know. I just hope, again, I just hope that they're not like completely closing the door to saying like, oh, well, Tara is such a waste of an HOH at this point. Like there could be an upside into taking her out.
For Beth, I don't think there is. I think that Beth needs this move if she wants any chance of winning the game.
For Beth, sure.
I think that's especially the case that Tina has made to Beth, and I think it's a very strong case because if this could be the only real HOH that Beth has in the game, right? Like she could never win HOH again, and if her move in the game is that she took out Tara. She has no chance of winning. I think that case is so strong and it's one of the reasons why, Beth is in this position. I think that if she had taken out Ro on behest of the guys, that would have also killed her game, but lucky for her, Ro did win this veto. So things are looking a bit more up here for her, she is also going to talk to Tina, let Tina know the plan is on, but she needs to keep Tara calm. Tina is of course down. Tina said, I'm so proud of you, Beth, for making this happen. This is going to be so huge for your game. Beth says, well, we need to keep it quiet. I'm going to tell Vic that you're going up. But that's all a ruse. We're just going to, keep it a secret from Vic, until the veto ceremony happens. And this is also, Beth had been considering with Jed earlier, like, what if we just tell Vic everything and let her blow up before the ceremony? That would have been very bad for the plan because it would have given Vic a chance to talk her way out of it if possible. Because the bottom line is, while this is pretty much a good thing for Beth, it's a very, very bad thing for Ty and Jed. And if Vic can start talking, Ty and Jed might realize that. And that's why I do not think Vic is dead in the water here. There is a very, very good case for Vic to make to convince Ty and Jed. And if Ty and Jed can then convince Beth, as they very nearly had her already convinced prior to the veto, then I could see Vic surviving this. She only needs three votes plus the Beth tiebreaker. But those three votes may be difficult to get. Obviously Jed and Ty would vote if they understood where they stand, but they would probably need Kiefer to turn on Tina and Tara, and they have already turned on Kiefer. So that might be a tough road to go. But in Vic's position, all she needs to do is get these guys back on board. If they can get Beth back on board, they can probably get Kiefer back on board. And this wouldn't necessarily be the end for Vic's game.
Yeah, that's funny also, because like Kiefer finds Tara pretty annoying. And I feel like if there was ever an opportunity to take her out, I don't think it's like the best move for him, but I don't think it's impossible. I definitely think that Vic has a shot here. A, because it's Vic. And because of how hard we have seen her play the game and how she is, I think I've maintained this since the beginning of the season, the most forward, the most active player here of just like, she wants something done. She's gonna have those conversations. She's capable of trying to lie. And some of these people are gullible enough to believe some of the things she says. She goes for it. And a lot of these other players kind of sit back a little bit and just let the game happen. Vic is not going to let the game happen. She's going to be on the block. I do think for TV and everything like that, for us getting the good feeds and us getting some good episodes, maybe her being on the block will be a lot of fun as she scrambles here. I definitely think that there's a world where she could get the votes, especially the fact that this is a double eviction. When you have a double eviction coming up and they're all highly speculative of that being what's going to happen on Thursday, all it takes is that one locked in, like, I promise you, I am not coming after you in the double eviction. I will not put any of you up. If you vote for me, I will put up anybody who does not vote for me. Ty, Jet, like, I'm not coming after you in the double. And we all want to get through the double, right? Can you say the same about Tara? To Beth, you just put her on the block. She will put you on the block and she will probably put you up against Jed. There's no reason for her not to. So when you want to go to the double eviction and look at the odds and look at the numbers that are left, I will not put you up. Tara will. This is the only way that we can get through this together.
You know, it's funny because I was actually going to say sort of the opposite in terms of I feel like all the pieces are there for Vic to stay. They're all there in front of her. But the biggest thing that Vic has going against her is that she's Vic. I feel like it's the opposite. I feel like, cause I feel like she shouldn't even be in this position. The only reason she's in this position is because of the way she plays the game. And so, even though I think there's a clear path to stay here for Vic, I don't know that she's able to take that path successfully. And I think that, you know, it'll be very interesting to see her try. I think the biggest thing in her favor is that Tara is Tara and Tara yes. is also on the block. These are the two most volatile players in the game. And Tara could easily screw this up, as well. And so so here's the thing, if they both screw up, Vic has the better case to the majority of the numbers. So I think that things should lean Vic here. But it's just going to be a matter of like, who's the worst player, I think.
Let's remind everybody, it was four weeks ago, we had a house meeting and Jed that called out. I just want to know, has anybody been saying my name? Has anyone been talking about me to go on the block? Anyone listening to the podcast, Taryn just raised his hand. That's exactly what Tara did. Okay, fine. I'll tell you, Jed, that I said your name. I didn't mean it like that, but I did say it at one point. That's Tara. That's how she operates. That's how she talks. That's how she plays the game. She just says things she doesn't mean to, or she just says things without thinking even one step ahead. So she's got a full week to put her foot in her mouth, while Vic is going to probably also kind of put her foot in her mouth once in a while as well. But, I do think that there's a much better chance that, if anybody's going to get to the guys, Jed and Ty, I think it could be Vic. I totally get what you're saying. But I think we're just both agreeing, at least on the point of like, this is not, you know, a lock that Vic is going to be out the door on Thursday.
Yes. But Tina is going to help put another nail in the coffin in this conversation with Beth, as she does, in fact, confirm the full bag story, as did Tara. So Tara told the story. Tina confirmed the story separately and had even more detail about what happened when Beth came in with the bag and Vic saying that she'd put up Jed and Beth. And so Beth is going to talk to Ty and Jed later and say, I fully confirmed Vic did say this, that she would put me and Jed up on the block. I asked them separately. They both had the same story. It all lines up. And the thing for me is that Vic never even came to us to be like, yeah, I may have dropped your name here and there. You know, the only thing she says to us is that she's going after Tina and Tara, which is obviously not true. Nobody's going to make that move. And so she's not even giving us the heads up that, like, hey, I'm giving fake answers. She's fully, fully lying to us. And so we cannot trust her. They are fully against Vic right now. So the work is being put in on the other side. Vic does not know that work needs to be put in yet, but we're going to have to wait and see where that goes.
She doesn't know yet by any means, but it does feel like she just has like this weird sense of like something could be wrong. Like when she had that conversation with Beth, like, look, I promise, like, I'm with you guys. Like, just so you know, like, no reason why I'm coming to you saying this, but just I got you guys. I just want you to know, like, I got you guys.
And Beth's there was no reason she would say. I feel like she made the decision today. She's just like, I'm going to the Final Four with Beth, Ty, and Jed. And it's like, why? When? Since when? What is this? Where is this coming from?
Again, she's probably just hoping for some kind of audio leak, like just in case it ever happens. I want everybody to know, Beth, you in the HOH room, just make sure if that audio gets a little louder. That's what Vic says.
Maybe. So Tina and Tara, Tina tells Tara, look, we need to keep pretending that we don't trust Ro. We cannot let it. And Tina's basically getting ahead of the best argument Vic can make, which is, hey, if you get rid of me, then Tina, Tara, Ro, and Brayden will be against you, which is the truth. And so they had started, Tina in particular, really started with this idea of like, hey, I think Ro needs to go too. I don't trust him. And obviously Tina can play up the Sunsetter angle to really sell that point. And so Tina is just letting Tara know, like, we cannot be seen too much with Ro. We have to keep pretending like we don't trust him. If they think we're working with Ro, that could be bad for us. So just make sure we're on top of that. So that's going to be, again, the plan. Tara does not always follow through correctly with Tina's plans, but we'll see how that goes. Ro is going to talk with Jed. Jed tells Ro that Beth has not made up her mind yet as to whether Vic will go up, which is just kind of keeping him on his toes at this point. He doesn't want the plan to get out to Vic. But they talk about working together moving forward. They follow up on the previous discussion. But at this point, it's a little bit like, well, now I've won the veto, so nothing you can do anyway, Jed.
Yeah. This would be a good opportunity this week if any of the three of them are able to make anything, at least attempt to make anything feel like it's real with Ro. I mean, it doesn't hurt to at least try. He's definitely got a good shot in the next HOH with all these comps he's been winning. So, you know, if they kind of just like let the rest of the week ride out and not do anything with him and just, you know, leave him as another player that won the veto and came off the block, they're definitely missing an opportunity to, again, at least try. Even if it's all fake and nobody believes it, try.
Oh, well, sure. And I think they will. I think both sides will try and both sides will still be going after the other in the double. The fact that Ro said to Brayden, like, yeah, even if they win and use the veto on me, I'm still going after them. The fact that he won this veto himself, I think they'll be doing their like, oh, yeah, for sure. This time, the Pretty Boys 2.0 thing.
This time
it's real.
So after all these rounds, you know, we couldn't do it with Kyle, but Brayden's going to be our fourth pretty boy
To be fair to Ro, now that Ro has won the veto. And again, I feel like this happens with Ty and Jed a lot. Ty and Jed have talked about like, you know, Ro's not coming for him. Like now that he's already safe and they're not making the decision, they've convinced themselves that it's, that, like, again, this is what they want to be true. And so now that they can't take him out, now he's telling the truth. Now he's not coming for us. Whew. We'll still go for him, but he's not coming for us, which is great.
Yeah, that moment of how could they do this to us for Ty and Jed when they end up on the block together. I'm surprised it hasn't come to this point or hasn't come yet at this point. They've had some luck with recent HOHs, but when it does come, it's going to be quite the moment of just like, I can't believe it. We really thought we had this person.
Yeah.
No,
and
he didn't.
And Ro's work there, like this is still going to be a group effort, I think, on the side of Ro, Brayden, Tina and Tara to make sure that, again, because This is a precarious position to make sure that Vic leaves this week. It's really not in the interests of the people who control the vote to let this happen. And so it's going to be a group effort all week long to make sure that they don't realize the reality of the situation. And so Brayden, Ro, Tina, and Tara will all have to pretend they're not working together. Ro needs to pretend that he won't put up the guys so they feel comfortable there. Tina needs to play up the Sunsetter angle. Brayden needs to keep cuddling with Ty. And they all need to continue to pretend like they're not unified against these guys so that they don't realize that they need to keep faking the game. But we'll see if it works.
Everybody hands in and 1, 2, 3, break.
There you
That's
go.
The plan.
Beth again then talks to Ty and Jed about the fact that Vic is for sure, you know, lying to them and all of that stuff. And they're excited. They're excited. This fully confirmed. Vic is going up. Vic is going home. They're super pumped for it. This is for Toya. We never forgot. This is going to be so good. They're going to have so many great lines to say to her face. All these things. And this is a full on celebration. Full on, like, you know, we got her.
And then, like, the whole thing about Beth being worried of, like, what Vic is going to say back once this week happens, like, that Vic is going to get mean and get, or she's going to get emotional. She's going to, like, pull out all these things. And it's like, we have to prepare. We have to get ready for whatever Vic is going to say. It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be pleasant. We have to all be ready.
Yeah. So that was pretty much the day here. Matt, anything else that you wanted to bring up?
Not exactly. No, it's just, you know, today might be a calmer day. I think the question I had to myself at, getting ready for this morning was just, will we end Sunday? Will we get to the end of the day without Vic finding out about this happening? I don't have an answer for it. I just feel like, you know, I mean, this morning, there was a lot happening this morning and, you know, we'll get to it all tomorrow, but, just of, Beth is like all hyped up. Like she's just like jumping up and down in the HOH room. Very excited to be playing Big Brother, of like all these different plans that are happening. She seems pretty excited that like this move is going to be made. And I just kind of have to wonder, like, are they going to go the whole day without Vic finding out about this? Is she going to not pick up on any of the vibes that are definitely going to be different from everybody towards her? I don't know.
I mean, she went an entire week without realizing that everyone knew she was the invisible HOH. So my guess is that she won't find out. But the unfortunate thing is that it seems like the veto ceremony will not take place. I feel like
what are they doing?
They've been going, look, I get it. They've been going back and forth the schedule has been all over the place. It probably has to do with COVID. They think it's to screw up their day studying, which I don't think they would change their own schedule.
I don't hate that. If that was the thing, I don't think I would hate that.
I personally don't think that they would, cause this is their work schedule. Like they wouldn't change their work schedule just to mess with them for questions. But I think that, probably, you know, schedules are changing and, they're doing what they need to do. But like the randomness of it, I feel like we keep getting the worst end of it where it's like, you know, when Vic was HOH, we got an early one and we needed a later one. And now when Vic is the backdoor plan, it seems like we're going to have to wait until tomorrow to see this happen, which is unfortunate because we're going to lose a whole day of, you know, of Vic being Vic. So I agree. I think that this day is going to be probably fairly calm as we keep Vic in the dark about the real plan. Until everything happens. Now, of course, it could blow up. Somebody could screw up. Tara could screw up. You know, maybe Vic does catch on. Maybe something happens. Things could blow up today. Tons of stuff could change. For all we know, the whole plan could change. And Vic doesn't even go up on the block by tomorrow. This is probably a good thing for Vic's game because she probably has a better shot of avoiding the block than she does surviving the block. And so if she is able to figure it out and then get the guys to stop Beth from putting her up, that would be good for her, but we're gonna have to wait and see on that one.
Yep, should be fun, even if it's only the 3 days rather than the 4 days of Vic finding out what's going on here. Should be at least entertaining. Aren't like Monday through Wednesday the days that the feed's kind of cut for like tasks and activities, so hopefully we don't have to deal with a lot of that, but it probably is going to come up. So in the small cracks that the feeds are on the next couple days, will be fun. Looking forward to it.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you today. I'll, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. Monday night, we will be back That's going to be tomorrow night. To recap, tomorrow night's episode should be a lot of fun there. This is going to be, I think, hopefully a good week of episodes. Apparently on the feeds, they just announced that the ceremony is taking place today. There we go.
Oh,
that changes things for tomorrow. All right. So it sounds like we might have an interesting day of feeds ahead of us. Indeed. If that is the case, sometimes chat reports are not always accurate, but
so why you don't want that to happen, because then the feeds come back while you're playing Among Us and then you're just like distracted, aren't you? Like, that's not ideal.
If we get Victoria backdoored feeds during Among Us, then Among Us might have to take a pause. We're just going to have to wait and see on that one. But I will be playing Among Us later today on Twitch at 5 p.m. Eastern. And I will certainly be trying to track when all this stuff with Victoria will be happening today. So if you want to watch the feeds with me on Twitch, you can check in today. And we'll see if that can happen as well. Yes, tomorrow, update, recap, Tuesday, the roundtable, the stock watch should be a lot of fun there. I just did a Circle UK season 3 podcast yesterday. That was a lot of fun, and we'll be recapping the finale next week on Saturday. So that will be a ton of fun as well. Matt, where can people find you?
I'll actually also be there later playing some Among Us. So looking forward to getting back in the game there. Follow me on Twitter if you would like, at Matt Liguori. And let's say the most consistent thing happening right now is the challenge coverage that I'm doing with Scally over on the Dom and Colin podcast, covering the final couple of episodes here as we wind down on the challenge Double Agents. And the challenge All-Stars just got started on Paramount Plus, which was a lot of fun. I definitely think people should be checking that out. Even if you don't know the people, it's fine. Just watch it. It's a good product. These people are pretty entertaining. They've been on TV for years now. So the Challenge All-Stars is back. Check that all out at the Dom and Colin podcast. And that's what I got.
All right. Well, it's also not, it's never been a better time to become a patron of Robitus podcast. It's the start of a month. And we've got some great Big Brother Canada ahead of us. We've got some great, great stuff. So become a patron, do it. This is what we like to call in the podcasting world, podcast peer pressure.
Mm-hmm. If people miss out on the Robin Nicole weekly podcast, that's on you. That's on you people. So, not on anybody else. So
make it happen. And, yes. Thanks for joining us. See you next time.